This is Derek Prince with a word for you from the Word. Then he brought them out with silver and gold, and among his tribes there was not one who stumbled. This is the psalmist's inspired description of the deliverance of Israel by the Lord out of Egypt. And it focuses on two aspects of redemption, the financial and the physical. It says that God brought them out with silver and gold, with great wealth. And then it says there was not one who stumbled, not one who was weak, not one who was sick, not one who could not manage that lengthy march across the deserts of Egypt. That's a picture of redemption. Redemption is not just for our spiritual being. It's a total provision of God for every area of our being, for every area of our life. When God redeems, He makes provision for our physical being. He makes provision for our material needs. Remember that just 24 hours previously, Israel had been an underprivileged people, slaves, with scarcely enough to eat, no abundance of anything. And in 24 hours, by the act of redemption, God changed all that. How was it changed? By one simple thing, their faith in the Passover lamb, its shed blood, by feeding on the body of the lamb. For us today, God has provided the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus. Faith in His blood and feeding upon Him will do for us even more than the Passover lamb did for Israel in Egypt.